not scoop.
Oh, no, no. I'm picking out a sofa because I'm going to get a new sofa. And so I was just online Yay. Trying to figure that out.
Obviously, you've got Butterfly Effect. Well, your debut solo album. That's right, isn't it? Coming out soon.
Yeah, in September, yeah.
Yeah, and that's exciting times for you.
Yeah, no, hugely exciting time. It's been about over a year now. I've just been in the studio over at Metropolis, writing and getting it done and recording when I could, and the fact that it's actually done and ready to come out is just kind of surreal. Like, I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to do it, and just like almost shocked and excited and nervous and a little bit of everything to have it come out.
How come it's taken so long? Because I mean, obviously you do a lot of TV, and you do, you know, like sort of with that I'm a Celebrity and Next Saturday Night Takeaway, but you kind of went solo a while back, didn't you?
And
you,
yeah. Yesterday I did on my own, just kind of like with a friend, way back when. And when I was doing The Jungle, my manager was like, you know, why don't we release it? Like, why don't we, you know, put it out there? And so I did. But I think the Butterfly Effect and was really me getting back in the studio with wanting to pursue doing, you know, an album and putting my heart and soul into it.
A Woman Up. I just saw the video. I love it.
Thank you. You can pre-order it now on iTunes.
Cool.
It's not officially out, but it comes out in August, and that's when I'll be on the road. I'm really excited, too, because I'm getting to perform Woman Up on tour with Ant and Dec for Takeaway.
I know, that's crazy. Is this the first time you're doing it?
Yeah, I'm so excited, and it's just, yeah, I'm excited that I get to go on tour with the boys and then get to do my music, and it's kind of like both my worlds colliding in such an awesome way. You know, Woman Up was actually presented to me, so I did co-write on most of the album, but a song was submitted by someone, and I was like, oh my god, I love that, or I can relate to that, like, I want to go in and record it. Then I did, and Woman Up was presented to me actually pretty early days of starting the album. And, you know, I grew up, my mother was a stay-at-home mom, and when they got divorced, I just really watched her struggle because she relied a lot on my father financially and just to kind of lean on towards everything. And I was like, you know what? Screw that. It was kind of like my motivation to be like, I'm going to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. Sure. And that, you know, if a man comes in, it's just a bonus, like, but I can handle it all myself. And so when I heard the song, I was like, yes, this is totally, you know, how I feel about female empowerment, and just that, you know, we don't need to rely on anybody else to get the success or wealth or love or whatever it is that we feel that we need. Like, we can do it on our own.
Because there is a lot of that at the moment, isn't there? Is that kind of, there's a lot of women that still think they have to depend on a man. Because like, there was one lyric in it where it was like, even if you're single, you can still say no, basically, or you don't have to say yes. And I just thought, even women in couples and relationships that can relate to it, because you can still be independent while you're in a relationship, right?
100%. Like, and that really is the message of it. It's like, you know, if you're single, you don't have to say yes. You can be on your own and you can be fine and you can be independent. But even if you are in a relationship, it's owning who you are and what drives you and your passion, and being strong and independent on your own, like whether a man is in your life or not. Goes both ways.
Yeah. And are you, you in a relationship at the moment?
I'm dating, okay. And I'm, you know, I'm happy. So it's been a fun, interesting roller coaster ride. But yeah, I am dating.
Are you living in the UK at the moment, Ashley?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I've been in the UK over the last year and a half, so it's been home.
Wow, brilliant. Are you enjoying it?
I am. Yeah, I just, you know, with my music and everything that's happening over here, I feel really creative by kind of the electricity of the city and the people and the fashion, and it just, it's different from what I know, and so it's stimulating to me, and it inspires me.
Do you miss home?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I miss home because I miss my friends and my family, and you know, different comforts of home, but I just really, I'm so grateful for so many things that are happening right now in my life, and like I said, I feel creative and inspired over here, and as much as I do miss and love home, you know, I can always go back, and people have come and visit me, my parents have come and visit me, and friends and stuff, and you know, I just like the fact too that I've kind of just taken leaps of faith and seen what, like, you know, can happen over here, and just that I've kind of lived my life on taking chances and stuff, and I enjoy that. I think my parents support me in that as well. So
I see you on Celebrity Catchphrase the other day.
Oh God, girl. Oh my God. Well, first of all, like, I, you know, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I'll go on these game shows. And then I get there, I'm like, I really don't know, you know, a lot of the British catchphrases or lingos or sometimes. And I'm like, okay. And I just remember they told me, well, like, say what you see. So I would just start saying things, like, you know, and I didn't do so well. Even the one that they, like, tried to give me, I was, like, way over my head.
To be fair, we're like that as well when we're watching it. So it's not just you. But you were raising money at the time, was it, for your brother? And he has, correct me if I'm wrong, is it a mental illness of some sort?
Well, I was raising money for Mind, which is a charity and an organization that helps people that suffer from mental illness themselves or has a family member or loved one that suffers from mental illness. Just, it's a place to call. It's a place to have someone because, yeah, my brother does suffer from mental illness and has been in a home for several years now. He's diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic, and it is a situation where as a family member you feel a bit helpless and hopeless and at times, and just Mind is just a great organization to have someone to kind of talk to that can maybe help you out through certain times and situations where you feel like you need someone to lean on.
Yeah.
And you know, now being so far over here, I don't get to see him as much because he's in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm from, and in his home, so I see him when I can. But
sure.
You know, it is a struggle and it is tough, and I hadn't spoken about it until I got out of the jungle and they kind of dug through, I guess, some stuff to pull up from media. And I kind of got shocked by it. But then like, you know, well, maybe this is happening for a reason for me to speak up about it. And, you know, maybe other people are going through this or suffering from a loved one going through it. So I'm just trying to do what I can because there's not a whole lot you can do. So
yeah, definitely.
I think that's awesome. On some of those shows.